a girl wants to end a relationship, you'd say she, or if she did end a relationship with a boy, you'd say she
broke her engagement, or if they were that serious, mm-hmm. is that what you mean?
And if they were not really engaged each other, but they were simply dating.
They broke up.
What would two people who sign a contract and live with each other forever after, you'd say they are they
married?
Uh-huh. And are there any humorous, casual ways of saying married?
Hooked up. I know there's some. I don't think about terminology like that much.
And what do you call, there's a man at the wedding who stands up by the groom. What is he called?
The best man.
All right. And the same thing for a bride would be?
Her matron of honor. Or
okay.
I believe that's matron of honor.
Mm-hmm. And
maid of honor or something.
Sometimes in some parts of the country, after a wedding, people may kind of get together, especially either immediately after the wedding or after the couple has gone off somewhere, and make a lot of noise and cut up and just generally bother the married couple. What is that called?
Chivalry.
Okay, have you ever heard of that in these parts?
When I was in high school, I guess that was about the last one I ever heard of.
Mm-hmm.
A girlfriend whom I went to school with got married, and this group of people went to their house after they had come back from their honeymoon,
mm-hmm.
and they were in bed, and they were just making all this noise and beating on tin pans and doing all this, and generally annoying them.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I know, that's the last one I ever heard of.
Uh-huh. That's interesting. Well, I had never heard of it.
You hadn't. Yes. They even would take them out sometime and throw them in the horse trough. Just, you know, that wouldn't have been funny to me.
If you were trying to indicate that you were, let's see, you were in San Antonio last week, you would say, I
went to San Antonio.
Okay. To indicate you were already there, you'd say I was in
San Antonio last week.
How would you indicate as far as direction is concerned? Would you say up, down?
Years back, I think it was common to say I went up to such and such a place,
mm-hmm.
but now I think essentially everybody says I went to San Antonio,
mm-hmm.
or I went to Victoria, but the designation of places when I was growing up was I went up to,
mm-hmm.
or I went down to.
Mm-hmm.
If it was south, it was indicated as down,
mm-hmm.
more or less, and north would be up.
What about east and west?
Well, I really can't say that I would be correct in saying this, but termed as a part of the country, they'd say I went back east,
mm-hmm.
or I went out west.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. If you wanted to indicate that they didn't, an arrest was made and they didn't arrest one or two people, but they arrested all of the people, you could say, they arrested the blank group.
The whole group.
Mm-hmm. And what might you say besides group?
The whole bunch.
When you were a teenager, did you do any, let's see, there are things that people do to music.